is a professional oral historian who's helping us with the project. Chris will just ask you a few basic questions to start with, and then we'll just talk in general what it was like at the school when you were there. Okay, I'll just hand you over to Chris now.
Okay,
hi. Hi, Margaret. Could you start by telling me your full name, your date of birth, and where you were born, please?
My full name, are you ready for it?
Yes.
Margaret Jane McCauley.
Great.
My maiden name was Bond.
Great, thank you. And your date of birth and where you were born?
I was born in Liverpool on the 28th of September 1932.
Wow.
Which makes me 87 at the moment.
Great, amazing. Can you tell me a little bit about your early childhood, your family life, just before you move into the Blue Coat?
Oh, yes. Well, where did I begin? Well, the first memories I have really was happy home life with a lovely father.
Mm.
And he'd done 25 years in the Navy, and he was at home. And there was talk of war, so he received a letter from the Admiralty asking him if he would volunteer to go back into the Navy so that he could train up the new conscripts, because they were calling up all young men then. And my mum tore the letter up and wouldn't let him go, but he got another one and he said yes, he'd go. So he did, and I can't remember exactly, but I remember the farewell when he hugged me, and it was, war began on September the 3rd, 1939, and on the 17th of September, which was his birthday, his ship, which was an aircraft carrier, was torpedoed by U-boat 29.
What was the name of his ship?
The Courageous.
HMS Courageous, yeah.
Yep. And that was sunk 2 weeks after war was declared. And I think my mother must have had a heart attack or something like that when she got the telegram.
Oh my God.
She spent nearly all of her life in a hospital, the heart hospital, or if she wasn't there, she was sent up to the Lake District to a home, you know. And it was sometime later. Oh, I was looked after by an auntie. And sometime later, we were told that we were going to the Blue Coat. My brother, Malcolm, and myself.
How old was Malcolm and yourself at the time?
He was 1 year older than me.
Yeah.
And, well, we went in, must have been 1941, sometime
so
in 1941.
How old were you each when you went to school to Blue Coat? How old were you when you went to Blue Coat?
I think I was nine.
Yeah. And so at that time, obviously, with the war being on, you went straight to North Wales, is that right?
Oh, yes. Well, no. We were called to the Blue Coat in Wavertree to have our uniforms put on.
Oh, yes.
And they wouldn't accept me because I had my arm in a sling. I'd injured it. So I went about a fortnight later, and Mrs. Smith, the headmistress, took me herself on the train. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So at this time, the Blue Coat uniform was very old-fashioned, wasn't it?
You mean the tippet and bonnet?
You had the bib, the big white bib and the bonnet, is that correct?
Oh, well, yes. We didn't wear that every day, only on a Sunday.
Oh, I see.
We wore a school uniform of gym slip and blazer.
Right, I see.
Mm-hmm.
So the headmistress, she took you down to Beaumaris then, is that correct?
Yes, she did, but we didn't go to Red Hill immediately. We were boarded out with families.
Yeah. And what was that
like? My brother went to one family of an elderly lady and gentleman.
Yeah.
And I went to a lady called Mrs. Lewis. And, well, actually, I'm in a book that's been written by an ex-Blue Coat boy.
Yeah.
Have you read it?
I've seen quite a few, but it'd be nice to get it in your own words anyway.
Mm. Oh, right. Yes, well, I did go. Mrs. Smith said, from now on, you're not being called Peggy. We only use some Christian names, and you will be called Margaret from now on,
right.
Which was news to me. And, she knocked on the door, and she said, this is where you're staying. And it was a sweet shop. And the lady answered it and said, no, I'm sorry, it's next door you want. So I found myself in the house with the three most important girls in the school, deputy head girl, and Iris Battersby, who was a senior. So I was well looked after by them.
So would you describe it as a good time? Was it a happy time for you?
I wouldn't find myself being happy, no, because
yeah.
I'd lost my family, my
yeah.
father, of course,
yeah.
and
yeah.
I was in with strangers,
yeah.
and yes, it wasn't a very happy time.
Were you close to your brother? Was it helpful having him
well,
there?
Oh, indeed, yes, it was very helpful because we'd never been parted before anyway. So he was in the same class as me,
yeah.
and sat behind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But in spite of the family tragedy, and I don't wish to make light of this, was the school supportive? Was it as good as it could have been, do you think?
Frankly, as far as I know, it was ignored.
Yeah.
All the other girls were in the same, and boys were in the same boat as me, I suppose.
Yeah.
They'd all lost their mum, their father, you know.
Yeah.
And I think at the time, it was. I was told that it was only those children who had lost their fathers who had been in the Navy,
right.
or had actually been killed on board a ship. So they could even have been the crew of the ship, you know, or
yes.
anybody.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. That's what I was told, anyway.
Yes. So, in terms of lessons and free time, what was that like?
When you say free time, the girls, after tea, would go back to the classrooms and darn the boys' socks.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. I'm very good at darning. When I got married, I refused to darn any of my husband's socks. Threw them
yeah.
away. I dumped them. yeah.
So, but Bavaris was obviously an attractive place to be. So,
yes.
did you
yes.
make the most of sort of living
yes,
out there in the countryside?
We had more freedom there.
Yeah.
We had a lot more freedom, which we completely lost when we came back to
really?
Liverpool. Yes.
What were the
and even
Jim
House was fine. Pardon?
Sorry, I didn't mean to carry on.
I was just saying Red Hill House was fine.
Yeah.
It was. We had quite a bit of fun there. It was in pleasant surroundings. There was an orchard nearby where we stole the apples.
Yeah.
And we could wander around down the Bluebell Wood we used to go to. And when the weather was good, we would walk down to Bryn, the school. And we there was on the left hand side there was an Italian prisoner of war.
Yeah.
And we used to get up to dreadful things. We would sort of do the goose step with our left finger up like a moustache and doing the Hitler salute up and down. And the Italians, you know, they just used to laugh about it. If we'd been caught, we'd have been in deep trouble. Mm.
Any other memories like that that sort of stick out in your mind?
Oh, we had quite it was quite pleasant,
yeah.
but I think we were not too you know, well. We were not at home, so obviously there was something missing.
Mm.
We used to used to get up to quite a few things there. Yeah. Yes, it was actually, there was one amusing incident where I I'd only been there about a week. It was my second week, and when we all stood up, when the teacher came in, I think it was Miss Hedges, and she told everyone to sit, apart from Margaret Bond, stand up. So I did, and then she says to me, "Oh, I'd already previously asked where my brother was because he wasn't in the seat behind me at the desk." So I had to stand there, and then she said to me, "Has your brother ever played truant before?" I'd no idea what she was talking about, so I said, "No, but he did play table tennis." And yeah, well, I didn't know, did I?
Oh.
So I thought it was a game. And afterwards, the boys told me that they pulled a trick on him and told him it was a bank holiday and he didn't need to go to school.
Oh.
And he believed them. Yes. Yeah. I'd a lot to learn because I'd had just a very nice little home life.
Mm.
Was your mother ever able to visit you, or was she not well enough, or were there no opportunities during
the year? Hardly saw her. I think I did once see her.
Yeah.
No, it could have been another time as well when she came over, but it was very, very rare because I just heard that in letters, you know, that she was in the heart hospital again, or
yeah,
she'd gone up to the Lake District to recuperate.
Yes, yeah. Very, very tough on you all.
Yes, it was.
So what were the teachers like at that time?
Oh, it was very strict.
Yeah.
Very strict indeed, yes. Yes, if you ran, you were in trouble. You had to walk.
Yeah.
And very strict, yes. Homework after tea. You had homework.
Yeah.
We were given jobs to do. That was when we were in Red Hill House.
Yeah.
We were chosen a job each week. And peeling potatoes was very good because in the winter there was a fire and we used to throw a few potatoes on. And after when we'd finished doing all the buckets of potatoes, we'd sit down and eat the hot potatoes. And also, slicing bread was another job, which was very good because you know you had didn't go hungry on those days, and we all had jobs to do. Yeah.
But did you feel you actually learned very much in lessons?
But yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I have here a school report from when I was 12.
Yeah.
December 1944, it is. And it's all the remarks about how I did. Position in the form, I was eighth.
Yeah.
I don't know how many were in there, but and it covers the mathematics and English history geography. No, that's not there. French, yes, fairly good. Has improved latterly, and Mr. Heritage was the, Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Smith, she says, quite good generally, but Margaret needs to be much tidier in work and person. It's quite interesting reading it. I found it because I'm clearing the house now as I lost my husband 8 months ago.
Oh, right. Our condolences like that.
Yeah.
Well, if you would like to think about at whatever stage donating things like your school report to the archive, we'd be very pleased indeed to take anything. I mean, obviously, it's entirely at your decision as to when and if you want to. But please don't, what I'm saying is please just don't throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
We would be delighted to take it if you would like to put it in our collection. So,
right. Well, if I send stuff and you don't want it, just send it back.
Well, fine, okay. But you're still living in Liverpool, is that correct?
Oh, no. I never, I live in Cambridgeshire.
Oh, right, okay, fine. Because I was going to say, say drop it off if you like, but obviously that's not possible.
No, I'd have to post
fine.
It.
Okay,
yeah.
So
yep.
just... the school. So you then came to back to Wavertree, did you, after the end of the war?
Oh, yes. Complete change.
Yeah.
It was, you never went out. You were not allowed out.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, when I was in Omaris, I ran away.
Oh, really? Why was that?
Well, Malcolm got a letter saying that my little brother was seriously ill.
Yeah.
And I was sort of just sitting in the playroom, and this other girl came up, and I actually, she was new, and she told me that she didn't like being there. She hated it and wanted to go home. And did I? And I said, yes, I want to go home because I want to see my brother. So we plotted to run away, and we did.
Yeah.
We had the English and the Welsh police looking after, looking for us. But we managed to walk all the way to Menai Bridge and cross over to Menai. And we got a workman's bus about 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And we had some funny questions from them, but we said, yeah, it's all right, you know. And the younger girl said, I've got some money, don't speak at all, leave it to me. And she was an excellent liar. she said to the station master that the uncle, our uncle, hadn't turned up, and he'd got the tickets on him. So could they let her on us on the train? And yes, she gave me tuppence to get a tram home. And I did turn up eventually home, and I went in and shouted out to Mum if nobody was there, but I heard the voice of my little brother, and I went up and he said, you're in deep trouble. well, he died when he was 10. I was taken back. My mother was actually home. I think she tried to keep looking after him. And I was taken back and escorted back to Pomaris by the headmistress, Mrs. Smith. And I was sent for 2 weeks to the sanatorium, and the other girl was expelled.
Wow.
They understood, I think, why I had done it, because it was just a short time later my little brother died.
Wow.
So I think they understood in a way, but they had to punish me. So they kept me on.
Well, that's an amazing contrast to today, where you would have teams of counsellors talking to you and all the rest of it.
Yeah, oh no, there was nothing like that. No
indeed, quite the contrary, in fact. What an amazing story. So still, in your heart of hearts, are you glad that you did it, or how do you look back on the incident? I guess
I'm glad I did it. Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. So, well, a fair amount of unhappiness in my life, really. So, I have to tell you that I was married for 61 years.
Yeah.
So, I made up for it. Had a lot of happiness afterwards.
Yeah.
Anyway, but, Miss Hipkiss, I'll have to tell you about her. Oh, she was a tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
She really was.
Sorry, what
I
was
mean,
her name again?
Hipkiss.
Oh, Miss Hipkiss, yes.
Yeah, HIPKISS.
Yeah.
She used to come around, and hit you on the head with the book if you were not paying attention.
Yeah.
And writing down what you're supposed to be doing. Yeah, she's rather naughty like that. But, oh, we used to put plays on while we were in Bomaris as well. To the public.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we did quite... I was in all the plays that took part, we had. I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm.
So
but we did get up to... Sorry?
So I was going to say, how long were you back at Wavertree for then?
Oh, after the war.
Yeah.
After the war was... 45. I think we went back in 46.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you were about 13 then, 14?
Yes, I would have been. Mm-hmm.
So were you, were you still at the school when the girls were sent down to Wolverhampton?
Ah, well, I refused to go, and I said I wanted to leave.
Right, so this was 1949?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened
there? I wouldn't stay. I said, no, I wanted to leave. I'd had enough, so
yeah.
Mr. Watkin couldn't persuade me to go. He said I should stay on and take my exams. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What happened then?
Oh, well, when you left, you were kitted out with clothes, normal clothes, you know, as we'd only ever worn a uniform. So, yes, and they got me a job in office work, which I didn't really like.
Yeah.
So, I actually, when I was old enough, I took up nursing, but I wasn't allowed to stay as I was ill.
Yeah.
So I had to give up. Mm-hmm.
So, then what happened? Did you get married or did you take another job?
Oh, no. When I was at the hospital, a dentist came every month to see to the children.
Yeah.
At Children's Hospital. And he said that he knew that I was leaving as I'd failed a health check, as I'd got something wrong with my heart, they told me.
Yeah.
So they couldn't keep me on. And the dentist asked me, would I like to come and work for him? So I walked straight into a job in Rodney Street. He's a private dentist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good. So what was the hospital, Children's Hospital, that you were working at?
In Heswell.
In Heswell, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. So just looking back on the Blue Coat years, I mean, obviously, it's all sorts of different things happened. I mean, do you look back on them with sort of affection, or what? How would you describe it? Or was it more traumatic
actually,
than that?
Actually, now, for a long time, I have realised that I was very grateful, very grateful, because I actually had a very good education there.
Yeah.
Mm, very good.
But emotionally, it sounds like it was quite difficult.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, sounds like you're having to process an awful lot with your father's death and your mother's health breakdown.
Yeah.
Being sent away. It's a
losing
a lot
my brother.
Losing
oh,
your brother
as well.
Yeah,
it was.
Your brother.
Yeah.
A lot of trauma, really. A lot of early childhood trauma, by the sounds of it.
Yes, and also gradually, I mean, the freedom we had in Beaumaris, and then that changed, and it completely changed when we moved back to Liverpool, because we were never allowed out.
Yes.
Dr. Dickinson once asked us, anyone, would we like to go to the, I've forgotten the name of the,